Besties, we all know that struggle before and during our periods, and that is why you need to try Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through perimenopause, menopause, or postmenopause, but it has become a phenomenon. Women can literally not stop talking about it on social media, and a bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here is the beauty of adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it. Happy Mammoth, which is the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, it is gluten-free, dairy-free, and non-GMO. And I don't know about you besties, but I don't think that there is a bigger benefit that you can get out of a product than feeling like yourself again. For a limited time only, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com just using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Again, besties, that's happymammoth.com using the code MAFIANSURES at checkout for 15% off today. It has never been this easy to serve delicious, wholesome, homemade meals than now with Gobble. Gobble menus are designed by professional chefs, and you'll experience a huge range of global flavors and fun gourmet ingredients that make you feel like a pro chef without making a single trip to the store. Gobble's meal kits include everything you need so that you can save time at the store or skip trips entirely. Most meal kits are ready in 20 minutes or less, so dinner can be ready in a flash. Gobble works with your schedule. You can set new delivery days, skip a week, or cancel anytime. With Gobble, you're never locked into a single plan. You can always order extra servings, try dishes from any section of the menu or add sides, breakfast, desserts, and more. With a huge range of weekly meals, Gobble makes it easy for families of all tastes and sizes to build a menu everyone will love. Besties, see what a difference Gobble will make to your household right now. Gobble is offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal, getting $120 off across 4 boxes plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/mafiansures, that's gobble.com/ using code mafiansures today.
To be a masterpiece and to be a work in progress at the same time, that is the art of falling in love with yourself.
I realize that sometimes the only one that can put the pieces back together is yourself.
With love, mafiansures.
Hey besties, welcome to I Missed Me. My name is Mafiansures. I am your host and I am so happy and so grateful that you're here. If you're new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome. We are a healing self-growth community, all looking to become the best versions of ourselves and heal together. So if you're interested in healing, you are definitely in the right place. And if you're not new to I Missed Me, bestie, welcome back to another episode. Welcome back to another I Missed Me Monday. I missed you. I hope your week was amazing. And before we get started, two very quick reminders. Don't forget that we have a membership. As soon as you sign up, you are going to receive a no-name hoodie. I have a clothing brand. It is hoodies with positive messages on the back. And as soon as you sign up to our $10 per month membership, where you're going to have access to exclusive PDFs, journal prompts, meditations, an extra episode every month. And again, as soon as you sign up, a no-name hoodie, all you have to do is go to our Instagram or our TikTok, click the link on our bio. And as soon as you click the link, you're going to see today's episode. And underneath that, you're going to see a button that says, I miss me too. You're going to go to that. You're going to sign up to our Patreon. Join our paid membership. And again, as soon as you sign up, you're going to receive a hoodie as well as a bunch of exclusive content that are really, really, really going to help you grow and heal. That is reminder number one. And number two, don't forget that by rating the podcast, taking a screenshot of your rating and DMing it to I Miss Me Podcast on Instagram, you are going to receive a free downloadable PDF guide on how to build healthy habits. Again, all you have to do is rate the podcast, take a screenshot, DM it. And as soon as you DM it, you are going to receive a link to download your free PDF. With all of that being said, welcome to today's episode. I haven't talked about friendships in a while. I haven't made an episode about friendships in a very long time. And obviously, I know that I talk a lot about heartbreak and relationships in general on this podcast, but mostly you guys relate on the heartbreak side of things, like relationships and breakups and stuff. But I truly believe that friendships can hurt more than going through an actual breakup, because when you go through a breakup, your friends are there for you. But when you go through a friendship breakup, who's going to be there for you? Friendships in my life mean the world to me. My best friend is literally my rock and who I've been through hell and back, literally. Mariana, you guys know her. I post her all the time. She is literally my sister, and we have built a very, very strong connection and relationship where we know that we can rely on each other. We know we support each other. We know we inspire each other. And in general, I truly feel like all of my friendships do exactly that because I've learned how to filter them. They inspire me. They support me. They are genuinely happy when I am doing good. And I truly, from the bottom of my heart, believe that that is all friendships should do, either support or inspire your growth. Because if not, then what role are they playing in your life? If your friends are not supporting you and if your friends are not inspiring you, then what are they doing? But I also know that when it comes to friendships, it is really hard to step up for yourself and to let go of people, because if we do and when we do, who am I going to hang out now? Who am I going to have around now? Who am I going to be able to quote unquote rely on? Because if they're not good friends, you can't rely on them right now anyways. But I think that we have grown up in a society where having no friends is a bad thing. Being alone is a bad thing. The more friends that you have, the more popular you are and the better person you must be. Like even in movies, we see it. Like the movies we grew up watching, whoever had more friends was the popular one, and who didn't have any friends was the weirdo, lonely one. I truly believe that we have subconsciously, all collectively, believe that we have to have a lot of friends in order to be worthy or in order to be valuable. And if we don't have friends, we're weird and we're lonely. Now, this is completely wrong, not true at all. It is so much better to be alone than to have people around you that make you feel like you're not worthy. And so for that, you have to go through this process of learning how to be by yourself and learning how to know yourself and like yourself, which is literally what I talk about all throughout the podcast, so that you can then make the decision of, okay, I am okay with being alone. Let me start filtering the people that I have and receive into my life, because I am okay with and without. So people either add value into my life or I just simply won't accept them into my life. Today, we're going to talk about friendship red flags, so that once you have gone through that process of getting to know yourself, be comfortable with yourself, and being okay with filtering the people that you have in your life, and if they don't align with you, let them go, you can start recognizing when someone is not good for you and a friendship is really not going anywhere. If you guys really like this episode, because I know that a lot of you guys ask about friendships, we can make a part two. But here are 4 friendship red flags to look out for when it comes to quote unquote friends. And if your quote unquote friends are doing any of these right now, please, for your mental sanity and for your mental health, let them go. Number one, friends that get upset when something good happens to you. There are so many times where I have made decisions for myself that I know are good for myself, where I have accomplished things, where I've accomplished some of my goals, or when something good has happened to me in the past, where when I've shared them with people and when I've shared them with friends, they either feel the need to bring up something that happened to them, or their mood completely changed and they got really, really upset when I shared something good that happened to me. I am going to give you guys an example. Last year, I made the decision to drop out of college because I was going through a lot back then and my mental health has literally never been worse. I made an episode telling you guys about like everything that I was going through back then. It was literally August last year where I was literally at rock bottom, and because of a lot of things I was going through, letting go and change and whatever in my life, and college was just not adding into my mental health. Like I was going to school not wanting to go to school, not feeling like it was adding any value towards what I wanted to do with my life. And so I had a conversation with my parents and I made the decision of like, okay, college is just not for me. And we all collectively agreed that I could drop out and pursue my dreams and my career and this podcast and turn this into a whole business. And when I shared the news with my best friend, she was literally the happiest for me. She was like, I really do not see you in college either. Like, this is your dream, pursue your dreams. But when I shared it with another friend, her face immediately shut down. I could tell that her face immediately shut down. She fake congratulated me of like, if you think that's what's best for you, go ahead. And then went online, because she also creates content, and kind of made fun of my decision by saying that that is something that she would just never do, because if she were to drop out of college, nothing was gonna go on, nothing was gonna happen in her life. And I knew that that reference was to me kind of saying like, if you drop out of college, then you're just not gonna do anything with your life. And that just rubbed me the wrong way. First of all, because I've always supported that person, and I have always been the type of friend to support my friends through anything that they want to do. And I genuinely get happy when something good happens to my friends, because I know that their success has absolutely nothing to do and will not affect mine. If anything, we're just two successful people having a friendship together. together, which is literally the most beautiful thing ever, in my opinion. But I do feel like that person saw my decision as a threat or as something that maybe she wanted to do and her parents didn't allow her to do. But just point being that there was envy and there was not a positive reaction on her side, which kind of made me realize that she was only a friend when, one, she needed something from me, and two, whenever she felt like she was doing better than me. So red flag number one, besties. If your friends get intimidated by your success, if your friends get affected by your success, if your friends get upset by your success, and if your friends do not get happy when something good happens to you, those are not your friends. Those are your rivals dressed up as friends only to see your next move and only to prey on your downfall. And that is literally how I see it. A friend that is not happy when something good happens to you is just pretending to be your friend to prey on your downfall being close to you. Number two, and this has also been a huge one for me when it comes to friendships. The friend besties, when we think about our favorite brands, we normally think about the product, but we don't think about the making. The secret is actually the business behind the business, and that is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50% more, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going up. So besties, if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. I started my clothing brand over 3 years ago, and the only reason why I've been able to maintain it for as long as I've been able to is because of Shopify. So besties, if you're ready to grow your business or at least get started, sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/mafiansures, all lowercase. Again, that's shopify.com/mafiansures to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/mafiansures for a $1 per month trial period. Besties, I cannot wait to see your businesses get started and grow. Thank you so much, Shopify, for sponsoring today's episode. I don't know about you besties, but if I'm having a good hair day, I already know it's going to be a good day. Everybody's got a type, and Way is yours. Their shampoo and conditioner are made to deliver what's just right for your hair type. With Way, you'll get hydration that won't weigh you down, plus extra benefits that your specific strands need. Upgrade your shower routine with a wash duo that's designed for your fine, medium, and thick strands to get your hair looking and smelling amazing. I am someone that uses a lot of heat on my hair, and I've been using Way products before using heat, and my hair has never been healthier. Whether your hair is fine, medium, or thick, Way has got you. The detox shampoo deeply cleanses away buildup from styling. Way's conditioning hair mask instantly restores hydration. And if you have curly hair, Way's thick hair shampoo and conditioner is for you. Wash your Way to healthy hair and get a hair routine that's made just for you by Way. Go to theway.com, that's theouai.com, and use the promo code MAFIANSURES for 15% off at any product. Again, that's theouai.com, code MAFIANSURES at checkout. Besties, if you're interested in learning a new language, Rosetta Stone is for you. Whether you're traveling for the summer or have an upcoming international trip or just want to connect with friends or family, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It is available on desktop or as an app, and it truly immerses you in the language you want to learn. Rosetta Stone has been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It immerses you in so many ways, and there are no English translations, which means that you really get to learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It is an intuitive process, meaning that you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. It is truly designed for a long-term retention. Besties, don't put off learning that language that you've been always wanting to learn. There is no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, besties, iMistMe's listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Besties, 50% off to learn the language that you've always been wanting to learn is a steal. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. That can do it for everybody else, but can't do it for you, and whatever that means to you. I've had friends that, for me, they can't plan to see me, they can't text me, they can't reach out, they can't answer me, but for all of their other friends, they can. They can answer them, they can plan with them, they can see them, they can make time for them, but for some reason, for me, they can't. And for a very long time, I really, really, really took that personally, and it really affected my self-worth. And I feel like this is the main reason as to why you should avoid this type of people, because the friend that can do it for everybody else but can't do it for you is somebody who is really, really, really going to affect your self-worth, because you are going to be left questioning yourself, and it is going to lead you to think that you are not worthy, because why would they be able to do it for everybody else but for you? But it has nothing to do with you. They're just simply not a good friend, or they're just simply not a friend or a person for you and to keep in your life. If you have a quote unquote friend or a person who can plan for people, who can take time and take energy to see other people or respond to other people or do favors for other people. But for some reason for you, it can't, and they make you feel bad about yourself and they have you questioning your worth because of it. Let that person go. You do not deserve people that make you question your worth. You do not want people in your life that are constantly making you wonder if you are enough. You do not deserve that. Those are not the friends that you want. You should want friends where there's reciprocity. You should want to build friendships, again, based on reciprocity, based on I give, but I also take, because I enjoy both and I am worthy of both. Because you are, your life is going to completely change and you're going to feel like you're finally using your time and your energy wisely. But do not keep a friend and do not keep a person in your life that for some reason can never do anything for you, but for some reason it can always do everything for everybody else. Friendship red flag number 3, and this is also very, very, very important to me, and I feel like it is very underrated. I haven't seen people talk about this one enough, but I truly believe that friendships are based on honesty, and I will always be the type of friend that if you are in the wrong, I will tell you. When Mariana, when my best friend, or when any of my friends fuck up, I will tell them, you were the one in the wrong. You should go apologize. You fucked up, or you messed up. Like, I will tell you, because I truly believe that if I am in your life, I am there to make you better, to make you grow, to make you realize the things that you have to work on and the things that you have to change. And I know that my friends will tell me when I am in the wrong as well. I know that my friends want to see me grow. They want the best for me. And sometimes that will include correcting me when I'm wrong. I truly believe that a true friendship based on love is also based on honesty. But I also truly believe in time and place. And for me, a huge friendship red flag is a friend that corrects you in front of other people just to embarrass you or to humiliate you. If we are in a group setting and I make a mistake, or I say something that I shouldn't have said, or maybe I fucked up, or maybe I said something embarrassing, or whatever it is that I said that may have been wrong, I would not want my best friend to call me out in front of everybody and in front of the whole group. Maybe that's just a personal one that I have. I feel the need to bring it up on this episode because that is what I would want. Maybe you relate, maybe you wouldn't, but I would want my friend to back me up in public and correct me in private. Because in my opinion and from my perspective, somebody that is looking to correct you in public is just looking to humiliate you and embarrass you. And there is no bigger pet peeve and red flag of mine that somebody who is looking to embarrass you in public just to be funny, or just for people to be against you, or just to be the center of attention. I hate that. But again, I also believe in honesty, and I would want for my best friend to correct me if I fucked up, but in private and on a one-on-one conversation, not in public and not in front of everybody. So a huge red flag to look out for, from my perspective and in my opinion, is somebody who is looking to correct you and humiliate you in public. Somebody who truly loves you is going to want what's best for you and is going to want to see you grow. Therefore, it will correct you when you're wrong, but it will do it privately because it is actually interested in your growth and not just trying to make you feel bad about yourself. And number 4, friends that are constantly comparing themselves to you. This is also a huge one for me, because comparison comes along with a lot of envy and with a lot of jealousy. Again, I truly believe in inspiration, but a quote unquote friend that is constantly comparing themselves to you, again, is not your friend. It is just somebody that is looking to compete with you. What do I mean by comparing? If you're bringing up something that is really making you happy, or if you bring up an accomplishment or something that you did, and that friend feels the need to bring up something that they're doing as well to kind of make you feel like you're not the only one succeeding. And again, comparing their success with yours when you were just sharing it because it made you happy, that is not your friend. That is your competition. Like me bringing up, I hit how many downloads today, and then a friend were to come up to me and be like, oh, that's cool, but I also posted a video and it went viral, something like that. Like, that is just a stupid example, but I know that it happens a lot with friendships. A lot of times when we bring up accomplishments and we are surrounded by jealous people, they will feel the need to bring up their accomplishments as well to make you feel like you're not the only one doing good. You shouldn't feel the amount of happiness that you're feeling right now, because there are a lot of other people going through what you're going through as well, including them. And they will just make you feel bad about yourself and about your success. And that is just simply not somebody that you want in your life. Again, a friend is supposed to support you, is supposed to inspire you. And that is it. You should not feel like you are full of competitors around you. You should not feel like you are full of jealous people around you. You should never feel like you have to hide your accomplishments from the people that you have in your life, because if you were to share them, they would minimize you or they would make you feel bad about yourself. That is just something that you should never, ever, ever have to go through. So again, besties, if you have a person in your life that is constantly comparing themselves to you, that is either one, trying to be you, because you can tell you dress a certain way and then they start dressing a certain way, or you do something and they immediately start doing the same, or you set a goal for yourself and they immediately set the same goal for themselves. And you can tell the difference between when you're inspiring someone and when someone is just trying to copy you. That is just simply not your friend, because very, very, very connected with number one, they will always prey on your downfall. Somebody that is constantly trying to be you will also constantly prey on them being better than you. Stay away from people that are trying to compete with you, and only stay close from people who are trying to see you grow. And that's it for today, besties. Those are our 4 friendship red flags. If you like these type of episodes, if you like me talking about friendships, if you want me to share more friendship red flags so that you can look out for in the people that you have around you and the friends that you have in your life, definitely let me know. DM me. Tell me what you want to hear, and I can definitely make a part 2, 3, 4, because I have literally so many. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow I Missed Me on social media. I Missed Me podcast everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Again, don't forget that we have a membership. You can sign up through the link on our bio. It's called I Missed Me Too. It is only $10 a month. And as soon as you sign up, you receive a no-name hoodie as well as a lot of exclusive content that is really going to help you heal. Don't forget to follow me on social media at MafianSures everywhere. Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And don't forget that I also have a clothing brand if you just want to get your no-name hoodie. $25 hoodie, literally extremely comfy. All of my friends wear them all the time. I've heard no complaints. It is only $25, going to nonameproject.co to get your hoodie. I love you guys so much, and I will see you guys next Monday. With love, Mafe.